May the words of my mouth, the thoughts, the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to God, who is our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. On occasions like this, there are lots of words said. Sometimes we say them, sometimes we hear them, and sometimes it's there, and we don't quite digest what we have heard. So I just want to highlight a few words that we said only a few moments ago. God has given us the gifts of word and sacrament, and entrusted us with the work of mission and service in the communities where we live and work. God has given us. God has given us his gifts. The gifts of word, the gifts of the sacrament, and that's not just the gift that he has given to your mission priest about to start. That gift of the sacrament, that gift of the word is given to all the baptized. And I noticed some beautiful, wonderful children on this side. And I suspect that many of you were baptized. Yes. If you're not sure, when you go home, ask mommy and daddy, have I been baptized? And then tell them that you have learned that God's gift was given to you as well. Not just the big ones on that side. God's gift has been given to all those who have been baptized. And so the question is, what do we do with this gift that God has given us? Now, ladies, I know, if you're anything like me, that we have a special place where we put gifts. A special place. We have a little bottom drawer. Am I right? Yes, I can see some heads nodding. We have a special bottom drawer. And in that bottom drawer, we like to put these special gifts. Occasionally, we take them out. We lift them up, we admire them. Yes, we might even try it on to see if it still fits. And then we put it back away again. Now, your mission priest is not going to fit in the bottom drawer. So let's get rid of any ideas of what we're going to do with our mission priest. Instead, let's ask ourselves, what are we going to do with the gift that's been given to us of God's word? Because it means that each one of us, that we have a responsibility to share that gift. We have a responsibility to share the gift that we have received from God. But I want to suggest to us that we are not going to be able to do that if we firstly do not recognize what we have been blessed with. If we do not recognize what God has been doing for us and what God is going to continue to do for you together. Because your mission priest is not coming to do mission by himself. He is coming to do mission with you as the people of God. Entrusted us, God has entrusted us with the work of mission and service. So let's dispel any thought that this thing that we do called Christianity is a private thing. Can you hear me, choir? Yes. This thing that we have got, this gift, is not a private thing to be kept for yourself. It is a thing to be shared, and to be shared generously. Generously in service
within the communities where you live and where you work. And might I add, where you play as well. Because I hope you get time to play, and I hope your mission priest will also get some time to play. So the challenge for us all then is to those words that our Lord said. But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, go and learn what this means." The challenge for us tonight is to go and learn what it means to have received God's gift. Go and learn what it means to have received the sacrament. Go and learn what it means to have been entrusted with the work of mission and service. And you've got to do that together, to go and learn what does this mean for us as a parish? What does it mean for us as a deanery to have been entrusted with this mission? How are we going to do it? I want to suggest that you are not going to be able to do it without prayer, without ensuring that prayer becomes the foundation of our lives as the people of God. I could ask you what prayer means, but I won't. I could ask the children, and I bet they will tell me eagerly, but I won't disturb you so much tonight, little ones. Prayer is our communication with God. And that means we're going to spend the time with God, with God. And that means we're going to find the various ways that we can encourage one another, pray for one another, and also the times when we listen to God. Because we can't just talk to God. We've got to also listen to what God might be saying to us. And if we're going to listen to God, then we're going to have to spend the time with the Word, His Word, so that we can discover afresh the message, and also to have the courage to go out and share that message. And when we have done that, and while we are doing it, because it's a continuous process. We don't just pray once. I don't just pray in the morning. I am praying throughout the day. And sometimes I am singing. Sometimes I am singing as I go along in the supermarket, wherever I am. Because that, who was it? Was it one of the archbishops or that said to sing is to pray twice? I can't remember. It will come back to me, whoever said it. But you know, I bet that some of you have your favorite songs. And the same way you sing your favorite songs, whether it be, I'm going to ask you, what's your favorite song that is pop? What's your favorite pop song? Start thinking, I might come to you. What's your favorite pop song?
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven. Yeah. There's a lovely gentleman here who is singing, "Please Don't Ever Ask Me." What is your favorite pop song?
Wild
Thing. Okay. The same way we are tempted as we go through the day to sing our favorite pop song, I'm going to suggest to us, let's find a hymn or a song that we can sing to throughout the day, so that prayer becomes the oxygen that we breathe without even knowing that it's there. It's just there, and we are steeped in it. The Word, we are steeped in it too. And I want to suggest that when that begins to happen, then we will automatically, when that begins to happen, we will automatically live lives that is full of generosity. generosity,
the kind of generosity that enables us, just like that, to know that all that we have belongs to God. And if it belongs to God, then we're going to share it with one another. All that we have, our gifts, our time, our talents, our money, it's not ours to keep in the bottom drawer, but we need to take it out. In this diocese, we do not have a financial crisis, we have a spiritual crisis, because we have not yet learned what it means to dwell with God. When we are with God, then we will know that because God has given to us, then we give back. We give back, and then we give back to the wider community as well. And then finally, you have got a mission priest with you. Together, you will have to work out how are we going to share this good news with the people who we meet. How are we going to share this good news in the wider community? Evangelism must be the offshoot of who we are. I once heard a film director saying that he had stopped being a Christian and had become a Buddhist because Buddhism was a way of life. I was shocked. I remember thinking, what example of Christianity did he have? Why he did not know that Christianity was a way of life. My brothers and sisters, this way of life, through word and deeds, is the way we share this good news with each other. May God bless you, may he fill you with grace, may he fill you with courage, may he fill you with compassion, as you seek, as the people of God in this place, to be worthy of all that God has entrusted to you. His word, the sacrament, mission in this place. Amen.